Yeah, faith. That is
loving
man moves. That is loving moves. And he has done like this. So they are very joyful, very, very present. So they have become in the group of Krishna. So they will know. Again they went to Tulasi. Oh Tulasi, you are very, very glad. Why? You are happy. Why you are so happy? Certainly that Krishna has with you. And anyhow he has kissed you, he has touched you, he has loved you, so you are so glad. So these are thundering upon you. You have so fragrant, fragrant means sugandha.
Yes, very smell.
Fragrant. From where you have got this fifth fragrant? Surely you have got it from Krishna body. Because Krishna has touched you and that fragrance of Krishna has come into you. So, speak fair Krishna. Has he gone through this way? Oh, you are thin of Krishna. So Krishna has warned you not to speak about Krishna to you. So that is why you are not telling Krishna. They became faint at last. At last, when they regained their senses, they saw the footprint of Krishna going there. Inner in Vrindavan, towards Sringarbhar. They saw that only the footprints of Krishna were seen, but very deeply. They don't mind. They went away by the footprints of Krishna.
Following.
They followed. After some distance they saw not only the footprints of Krishna, but a very beautiful and some part smaller part. And they followed so many chinhas. Chinha means symbols. Oh. We see. They think that at first Krishna has taken in his left. And so the footprints were very deep. Now he is not in the left, but he is going with Krishna. And in the middle of two footprints of Krishna, this beautiful small footprint is seen. Anaya Radhito Nunan Bhagavan Harireshwara. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written. Surely this very beautiful and very fortunate lady is going with Krishna. Because Krishna had left all gopis and only this with this lady is going in Vrindavan, roaming in Vrindavan. So surely she is very, very fortunate. Other hand, Lalita and Vishakha, Chitra, the group of Srimati Radhika, saw that footprint and they became so, so glad. This is the footprint of Srimati Radhika. So we are very much fortunate that Krishna has taken with her, with him, Srimati Radhika, Delhi. In this period, Krishna saw that all gopis are coming near and they will see us both, Krishna and Radhika, and they will be very angry and very furious. So something should be done. They should not see us alone in pairs. She told Radhika that the gopis are very near. We should go jaldi se jaldi, man.
Very quickly.
Quickly, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And she should keep jaan. Keep jaan. Hide.
Hide.
In a kunj. Srimati Radhika sat down there and told, I cannot move. I am very, very what?
Tired.
I will not go. If you want to take me any place, then you can take me on your shoulder. I will not walk. Whether they see or not see. Krishna said that they will not go. But if they will see, then forever they will be very, very envious.
Envious. Yes.
Towards in the part of Radhika and in part of me. It will be very bad. At once he sat there and told Srimati Radhika, if you cannot walk, then you can sit on my shoulder. I am sitting. Radhika told to Sar that, oh, I am very, very fortunate. What I say, he does. What I say? If I say stand up, he will stand up. If I will sit down, he will at once, or run away, then he will run away. He will go according to what I say. So he is in my
power.
In power.
Yes.
Krishna sat down and he began, he tried to
put
on his shoulder. She tried to take his leg on the shoulder. Then Krishna disappeared at once. And she began to cry, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. You are very, very dayalu. Very kind. I am so wretched. I am so abhimani that I could not know you who are you. Now you have left me. Come at once. And fled down. Gopis came and saw Srimati Radhika in that position. That she is crying and lying in dust. They asked Srimati Radhika, why you are crying and why you are alone? Krishna was with you. He was not answering, but only weeping. And telling that, I am very, very wretched. I am very, very unfortunate that I have done so. Before that, Krishna sat to a place near Singarbat. And there, Srimati Radhika told that my hairs are very much up down, upset. You should clear it and you should make my beni, pick up my hair like
braid.
And keep flowers and garlands in my choti. So, Krishna, there was a very chameli jui, but very high. He put up all these flowers, those were in the hands of Krishna. But those who were high, Krishna stood on this part.
Yes, yes.
Both legs,
yes.
This ankle,
yes.
Upper side,
mm-hmm.
And taking flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So Gopi saw that, here he has put up flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And this place, it seems that two persons were sitting,
mm-hmm.
One
behind
yes. And one
in front.
Behind Krishna. And in front, Srimati Radhika is sitting and he is beni gushing. In Vrindavan, we see that a sadhak used to go daily, in the very morning, in dark time, near Yamuna, a hidden kund. That is for Latin he used to go. One day he went in the kund, and then he began to do Latin. At once a very sweet woman sound came. Oh, you are very, very nirlajya. Nirlajya means those who have no sense, they are, so you are like this. Why you are doing Latin here? I live here and do bhajan of Srimati Radhika. You are a woman and you have no shame at all. But he did that mind. Again, any day he came. Again, at the time of Latin, again a sound came. Oh, I have respected you. Respected means?
Yes, given you instruction.
Instruction. That you should not do Latin here. But yet you are not
following.
I will do something. Go away from here. Then he very carefully heard, and then he at once became very simple and went out of that kunj. And what he has done Latin, he at once took all these things away from kunja and from pure water and gobar cow dung. He smote the place and give what he Agarbatti and etc. And did it sugandhit smell for a smell. And he dandavat pranam, he did dandavat pranam so many times. And he got his hair from his hand. I will never come here for Latin, but I will every day come for doing pranam so that your mercy can be, blessing can be. I will not do it ever in my life. He did pratigya. Pratigya means
promise
that I will. So here and there, often these kinds of accidents occur, and those who are very lucky, they took darshan of all these things. So every paper, every phrase are very, very dear to Krishna, and they are sadhak. Here Garuda cannot come, so she came here. At that time Savri was also there. Not there. So when Kalis came by the course of Garuda or Narayan Swayam, Savri went from that Kali, that Harada, and Kali with his whole family came, and whole water became
poison.
No bird can fly upon that pond. They all come down. No one cows or any beast or any man, any cow, any calf can come nearer to this place. No tree was there. All became dead. But only that tree was very green, because Garuda taking nectar has stayed on the branches of that tree. wife told that he want to take water one day before that Leela was, Kaliya Daman was done. So we want to take water. Where water? They don't ask Krishna. They went away without asking Krishna. And when they went near, they became mucha. Senseless became. Cows were became all senseless. Krishna said, where are my friends? Where are my cows? They are not returning. So he went forward and saw that all are dying. He went at once far towards them, and nectar came from his eyes, and all were again up, and they went with Krishna. Krishna was thinking, oh, Kali should not stay here, and this heart should be very clear and very pious. No beast and etc. Yes. Next day, Krishna came with all his friends and cows nearer to this place and told his friends, oh, I am going to this tree. Why only this alone tree is green? All are dead. I think that Guru had came with nectar on the branches of this tree. Anywhere a drop of the nectar will be surely on the lips of this tree. So I am going to collect the nectar from the tree. You should wait me here. Why, he told, if I am not telling, they will run away with me and all will come and all will be dead. So he checked all these boys not to go there, and he warned them not to come with any cow, that any cows cannot come here. So you should do like this. Krishna went to the tree and he told that I will come just now. Wait a little. If it is vilamba, if it is late, you should still watch and wait for me. He at once ran away to that tree, climbed on the top of the tree, that very tree, and from here he jumped up. The water went a mile up and 4 miles hither and thither. Kali was at that time sleeping. He arose. What is going on this? Krishna began to swim in by
kicking his legs
on the water level.
Flashing.
Not smoothly like this, but doing this and this was playing. At once Kali came and caught hold of Krishna there. And all other things you know from Srimad Bhagavat. So this place and this tree, Kadamba tree, is that very Kadamba tree. Now this time this same tree is there. Yeah. This is the Kali Harada Kadamba tree.
My philosophy sometimes heart become hard. But by the grace of Srimati Radhika, it becomes very soft. Without gopis, without the mercy of gopi, heart cannot be soft. But it is very, very much difficult to have these things. Very, very. Even Jayadev Goswami cannot write these things. You are confused to write that Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika's seat. He could not write this sentence in Gita Govinda. Hehi padapallam udaram.
Madagara lakhandanam mama sirasi mundanam dehi padapallam.
Gita Govinda it is written. When he was writing this Gita Govinda, you have, you know, oh, very, very beautiful and very rasapurna grantha. Rasa, full of rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear it by Sarup Damodar and Rahiramanam in Jagannathpuri cave,
Gambira,
these poems. Jadeva Goswami was once writing something that Basanti Ras was going on in Radhakunda, Govardhan. At that time, Radha has some man, intelligent anger. So Krishna wanted to make Srimati Radhika fearful, but could not do. At last he was disappointed. I cannot make Srimati Radhika glad hoga. Understand?
Satisfied.
Then at last he determined to bow down at the feet of Srimati Radhika. Excuse me. Further, I will not do like this. I will not go to any gopi. I will be always with you. Jadeva Goswami could not write this thing. He went to bath in Ganges. 2-3 miles away from that, his abode, resistance. When he was in middle, Krishna came in the shape of Jayadeva and told his wife,
Padmavati,
bring that copy which I am writing. He said, why you returned from bathing? Have you taken bath? No, I have not taken, but I remember something and I want to write in this.
At first, so bring, I shall go to take bath.
Bring that book, I will write, then I will go to take bath. She brought the copy and what he was written and where he could not write, Krishna wrote with his own hands. Dehi padapallavam udaram. Oh, Srimati Radhika, you should be liberal. I am giving my head on your
lotus feet
and begging in my this
cross
that you should be satisfied to me, and you should muskan se
smiling.
You should smile and give me satisfaction. Then Radhika became satisfied and he laughed. So Jadeva cannot write. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written all these things. They are personal secretary to Srimati Radhika. They go from one forest to another forest, searching Radha Krishna. But then they will have mercy upon us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through all these forests, searching Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, searching Krishna. And not for him, only to search. Weeping and weeping. Ha Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite he nanda suno kuta, Sri Govardhan kalpapada patale kalindi vanne kuta, Goshanta avit sarvatau khedai maha bivalau, Vande rupshanatanu raghujugau Sri Jigo palaku. O Srimati Radhika, very well. O Lalite, he Vishakhe, very well. Weeping and weeping, crying like mad persons. They are roaming through all the forests. Living one day under one tree shade, always going here and there. Sometimes in Nandagaon, sometimes in Varsana, sometimes in Radhakund, in Govardhan, sometimes here, sometimes there. Nothing to eat, nothing to wear, nothing to cook. Very hard, very hard. We cannot do. We cannot eat. Do you eat? When any calamity can come, we can wait. But not for Krishna and Radhika. Then we should think that we have so much aparad. That is why the tears are not coming. This is not being soft. Every tree, every place has its own pastime. Nand Baba, after Krishna went to Mathura, Nand Baba was so much waiting. Sometimes he was in his home. Everything was crying for Krishna. He saw the thing of Krishna. Somewhere float is. Sometimes his garment cloth were there. Seeing this, Yasoda and them, all these people, they become blind. He thought that if I will be in home, I will have to weep. So I should go anywhere where I cannot see. Went to the side of Yamuna, but he was weeping more and more because there were so many Uddipak Bhav in Yamuna. Krishna used to play in Yamuna daily, come to Delhi, Yamuna, and here cow herding with boys and footprints of
so many
there. He began to weep. Then he thought that I shouldn't come to this here. I should go to Govardhan. He went. But here every tree, every stone were crying for Krishna. He could not live there. He had not lived there. Where he went, he felt everything was crying for Krishna. Then he went again. He went
he tried to sleep. But he could not sleep. Sleep has gone with Krishna at Mathura. So, in going far, let's remember all these pastimes. It is bhakti.
Rukmanjari is Rupa Goswami. He is a special Manjari Paksha Yatra, Manjari Sati. Especially he is Sati of Srimati Yatra. Aradita Paksha. In Aradita Paksha, there are two things, there are two parties. Krishna Party and Aradita Party. There are three kinds of Sati. One is in Krishna Party. One is in Radhika Party. Lalita Vishakha are in both parties. But especially they are inclined towards Srimati Radhika. But Rukmanjari is especially the party of Srimati Radhika. Never goes in Krishna Party. Never in Radhika. So, like that Krishna will think about Srimati Radhika. He will wish for Radhika. They will think and do everything for Radhika. Why Radhika is alone? He will wish for Radhika. So this is Radha Sakya.
I see.
This is Gaudiya Vaishnava.
How are you?